HEXA-X, EU-6G Project and its secret goals. While the availability of the new mobile communication standard 5G is still almost insignificant in Germany, work is already underway on 6G, the sixth generation of mobile communications. The 6G network is scheduled to go into operation around 2030 and will enable extremely high data transmission. To this end, the European Union has launched the HEXA-X project to research and develop 6G. 22 companies are working under the leadership of Nokia with the aim of making 6G an indispensable part of our society. The HEXA-X homepage explains, among other things, the goals of 6G. It says, climate change, pandemics, as well as distrust and threats to democracy are some of the unprecedented societal challenges of our time. Wireless networks as a central component of a digitized society must reflect such complex needs and proactively provide sustainable digital solutions. The question that arises for the attentive reader here is, how is distrust in our democracy to be eliminated in the population by means of a new technology such as 6G? After all, distrust has nothing technical. Distrust is a feeling, a critical questioning due to obvious grievances. One possible answer can be found in Nokia CEO Pekka Landmark's presentation at this year's World Economic Forum. Landmark assumes that in about 8 years, we will have telecommunication devices such as smartphones built directly into our bodies. Built-in sensors will also monitor our bodies and transmit the values directly. The Chinese company Huawei therefore defines 6G as a neural network. Neural networks stimulate structures on the computer that resemble the brain in order to connect humans to the computer world and lead in an era in which everything will be recorded and connected. Accordingly, human beings are to be merged with the computer, whereby they can also be inevitably controlled. Any distrust or questioning of the given political opinion can be controlled and manipulated in this way with 6G. But how is this manipulative, uninterrupted 6G control technically feasible? The future mobile radio standard 6G will most likely have frequencies beyond 100 GHz. In this range, the waves already behave more like light. The disadvantage is that these waves are unlikely to be able to penetrate trees, house walls, or similar structures. In order to ensure uninterrupted radiation and control of people, 6G antennas will therefore have to be installed in the future in the immediate vicinity and wherever people are. Given that LEDs are everywhere people live, what could be more ideal than using LED lamps as radio antennas? As shown in the program Optogenetics, the planned path to complete control of our brains, the goal is to build a sensor into every LED lamp in order to use LED light for digital data transmission by means of VLC technology. This means that wherever there are LEDs, data is meant to be exchanged in the future. Data transmission is possible even when the LEDs are switched off, which means that they can be used as 6G antennas. Obviously, the EU leadership and highest economic players are striving to dominate our thinking with the help of VLC technology and the new 6G mobile phone standard, which supposedly is the dream of every dictator. Since people are, for the most part, completely dependent on their smartphones and can no longer imagine life without their cell phones, there is a great danger that the dreams of the EU leadership, with the help of Pekka Lundmark and his comrades in arms, will come true. People will be freed from their problematic mistrust and, as a result, will be able to docilely and unwillingly embrace any new technology or government measure. However, for all those who do not share these dreams and imagine a different future, it is recommended to vehemently resist these new technologies and draw the attention of those around them to these dangers.